Hello, hello, shorts. This is a sad story, friendly atheist. Okay. After non-binary teen's death, lawmakers says Christians don't want that filth in Oklahoma. This is not a very long story. But it is a very sad story. A teen, I think I saw somewhere that they were 16. Yes, it's right here in the story. I've read a couple of stories on this, though. The name is Nex Benedict. Nex, N-E-X. And while people die every day, and it's always sad when it's what seems like an untimely death, this appears, at any rate, to be the death brought on by an assault. This teen was attacked in a school bathroom, violently attacked, and then died the next day. Weirdly, at the time of the stories that I read, they didn't have a cause of death nailed down. There is some suspicion that there is some cover-up going on because Oklahoma. But the last report I saw, they're still investigating this as a murder. So, very sad. One would think it would be very sad from the article. The issue came up on Friday night during a legislative update featuring several lawmakers and sponsored by the Tahlequah Area Chamber of Commerce. An audience member asked the four Republican members of the legislature why they had such an obsession with the LGBTQ citizens of Oklahoma. And what do in their personal and what they do in their personal lives and how they raise their children. And we get quotes. There's a tweet here along with a picture, and we get a quote, and I can't find the source of where this was taken. This might be from the meeting, from a news channel, from an interview. I'm not entirely sure. But I will read it in full. Woods said that while his heart goes out regarding the teen's death, he, speaking of Woods, represents a constituency. We are a Republican state, supermajority. In the House and Senate, I represent a constituency that doesn't want that filth in Oklahoma, Woods said. We are a religious state. Let me stop you right there, Woods. You might have a majority of citizens who happen to be religious, but you are not a religious state. In fact, you cannot be a religious state, and to say such a thing in the way that I'm pretty sure you mean it, is to fail to understand anything about the separation between church and state. You are not a theocracy. You cannot be a religious state, you goddamn fool. We're a religious state, and we're going to fight to keep that filth out of our state. Keep quiet. So, he's tying this to religion, his religion. And we are going to fight to keep that filth. That filth. You know, LGBTQ people. That filth out of the state of Oklahoma because we are a Christian state. Okay, he's first started out religious state, and then he ends the sentence with Christian state, because we know what he means. Screw the Muslims. Anyone else who has some other religion, that's not what he's talking about. State of Oklahoma has been declared for Jesus as a Christian state. And because of this, this is a direct tie to his religion. This is what he says. We're going to keep this filth out of Oklahoma because we are a Christian state. He has this fantasy that Oklahoma is a theocracy. He says we are a moral state, which is so ironic, hearing one of the most publicly made immoral statements I have ever heard. Mr. Woods, I want no part of your version of morality. He goes on, we want to lower taxes and let people be able to live and work and go to the faith they choose. Let me stop you right there. Again, this is because you think that Oklahoma is a religious state, a Christian state. You think that everybody is choosing a faith. Furthermore, you don't want people to freely choose their faith. You just declared Oklahoma a Christian state. He goes on, we are a Republican state. Tying this to Republicans. Republicans? Republicans out there? Is anyone going to speak out against this person? Because he's speaking for you right now. Is this accurate? We are a Republican state, and I'm going to vote my district, and I'm going to vote my values, and we don't want that. It doesn't say filth here, but just as well, in this state of Oklahoma. I'm just going to read Meta's commentary here. To put that more bluntly, a Christian lawmaker who fantasizes about living in a theocracy claimed that his religious constituents don't like it when LGBTQ people are alive. Yeah, I definitely think that's what is being said. Meta goes on, what exactly was the filth he was concerned about? He didn't elaborate. It was clear, however, that he was referring to an openly non-binary teen. For people like him, all lives matter, including the unborn, unless they grow up to be LGBTQ, in which case their murders are tolerable in the name of Jesus. Yeah. So Woods does get another chance to clarify his statements, and what he does is doubles down. He says, I support my constituency, and like I said, we are a Christian state, and we are tired of having that shoved down our throats on every turn. I'll let my words spoken here speak for themselves, but that is my statement, and I stand behind it, and I stand behind the Republican Party values. And that is my statement, Woods said. Yeah, those are your values. One piece of filth down. A few more hundred to go. That's what I get from this. You know what to do. Skeptics and Seekers. Squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I'll see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.